Democrat senators defend transgenderism in Pentagon's K-12 schools. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 17, 2024. Several Democrat senators introduced an amendment to an annual defense bill, which includes a provision that prohibits military children in the Pentagon's K-12 schools from receiving sex-mutilating drugs or procedures. In a press release from Monday, Senator Tammy Baldwin, D.Y., revealed that she and 23 senators had introduced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, which was passed by the House in a 281-140 vote. Baldwin explained in her press release that the amendment would remove language that would strip away service members' parental rights to access medically necessary health care for their transgender children. Prior to the House passing the defense bill, several Democrats had complained to Politico that they felt Republicans were taking advantage of a partisan wedge issue. "Let's be clear, we're talking about parents who are in uniform serving our country who have earned the right to make the best decisions for their families," Baldwin said in a statement. "I trust our service members and their doctors to make the best health care decisions for their kids, not politicians." The amendment states that the purpose is to strike the section relating to the prohibition of coverage under the TRICARE program of certain medical procedures for children that could result in sterilization. Democrat senators who co-sponsored Baldwin's amendment include Senators Ed Markey, DMA, Brian Schatz, DHI, Jeff Merkley, DOR, Cory Booker, DNJ, Dick Durbin, DEL, Patty Murray, DWE, Andy Kim, DNJ, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Chris Van Hollen, DMD, John Fetterman, DPA, and Amy Klobuchar, DMN, among others. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton previously reported that in the 1,800-page NDAA, there is a provision that prohibits children from receiving certain medical procedures that could potentially lead to sterilization. Affirming hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and other medical interventions for the treatment of gender dysphoria that could result in sterilization may not be provided to a child under the age of 18, the bill reads. The legislation details how $895.2 billion will be allocated toward defense and national security, with much of it focusing on bipartisan quality of life improvements for service members as the military continues to struggle with recruitment. Other lawmakers such as Representative David Kustoff, RTN, expressed that the bill ensures the United States military readiness and gives our armed forces the resources they need to counter their adversaries.